This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn. Today, I will tell you about another initiative and more funding being given to Loretto Hospital on the West Side to provide uninsured folks with free mammograms for breast cancer screening. You will also hear my conversation last week with Jamila Trimule of Ladies of Virtue as they continue to get ready for their annual Love Day, where they provide young women from around the Chicagoland area with gift packages for Valentine's Day. Special Gifts Theater and Elise Larson, the executive director, are hosting another play coming up today, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the organization and how you can take in today's performance. We now welcome Mary Rinder, the director of diagnostic imaging at Loretto Hospital, to Score Values. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's great to have you. And we understand last time we were chatting with someone from Loretto Hospital, they were telling us about this free mammograms program that Loretto was offering. And I understand that it is backed by popular demand. Can you tell us a little bit about this and how the first time went and how this program came back for a second iteration?
Well, so we have been awarded a second grant from the National Breast Cancer Foundation for patients who are uninsured or underinsured to provide mammography services. Last time we had a good response. In fact, we had several patients who had not had mammograms in years and years, and luckily they did have mammograms. A couple of them, unfortunately, they showed a finding positive for breast cancer, so this is the importance of having this. Fortunately, the National Breast Cancer Foundation awarded us another grant for 2025, so we can offer these services to our Austin community patients, local suburbs, Cicero, Berwyn, Oak Park. We even were able to work with patients who are a little bit further out and who need these services, so we are able to take on just about everybody in the community. This includes mammography, both screening and diagnostic mammograms, breast ultrasound, any other services that are needed. Normally we ask a patient to, that they should have their own physician and have a physician order, but we have a collaboration with our clinic here, so we're able to get the patients their orders.
Now, Mary, when I have something that you talked about there, I want to kind of hit on. You talked about this is for people who are uninsured, and I know that in the past, when if I'm talking to someone from Loretto Hospital and some of these programs, you guys are stressing that because you understand that that's a big hindrance for people that are getting medical care. So can we kind of hit on that and stress to people that if you're uninsured, this is a program for you?
Absolutely. And it's a shame. It's tragic how many people, women in particular, do not have insurance, or if they do have insurance, they're underinsured. They have a huge deductible and they cannot afford the price of a screening mammogram. Regardless of the location of a patient, regardless of the socioeconomic level of a patient, everybody deserves to have basic preventative health care. And that's what we're stressing, that our doors are open and we are here and we encourage all women to come and have their annual mammogram.
What advice do you have for people and women about regular screenings and just run-of-the-mill preventative care, health care things?
So statistics show that 1 out of 8 women will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. The best prevention is to have a screening mammogram. A lot of the cancers that are shown on mammography are in the very early stages, and there are great outcomes. No longer is cancer automatically a bad outcome. We can early detection. There are lots of treatments to be able to go to, lots of services out there that they will be able to have a great outcome and still live the rest of their life. Most of the time, there are no symptoms. There are a lot of risk factors for breast cancer, but the number one risk factor is being a woman. We recommend that all women ages 40 and above have annual mammograms. Not every 3 years, not every 5 years. Have a mammogram every year. Make sure that you have the prior mammograms to be able to show the facility, or have the mammogram at the same facility year after year, so the radiologist will know if there is an abnormality, if there is a change, and we can be able to act on it right away.
Mary Render, the Director of Diagnostic Imaging at Loretto Hospital, joining me this morning. So, Mary, when it comes to Loretto and some of the programs that you all offer at the hospital, how much is it meeting sort of the needs of the community and filling in the gaps of healthcare where you see maybe a deficiency of services that some people in your community don't have access to?
Well, I'm very proud of Loretto Hospital. I've been here over 15 years now. We are a community hospital, a relatively small community hospital, but we offer most of the services that you find at larger academic facilities: CT scans, MRI scans, women's health services, clinic, cardiology, so on and so forth. I think that being able to offer same day or next day services for our patients. I've heard reports, we have patients who call, they say that they are calling another facility, they are trying to get in for their mammogram. The wait list is 3 to 5 months to be able to get in. We can offer the patient same day, next day, end of the week, depending on their schedule. We have Monday through Friday openings pretty much every day. In addition, if a patient has to come back for additional imaging, that is very stressful for a patient, and they want to get in as quickly as possible to be able to get the answers. So we're able to offer patients that same week or the following week services, so we can get them in quickly so they do not have to, they can go on with their life.
Mary Rinder, Director of Diagnostic Imaging at Loretto Hospital, joining me this morning on Score Values, discussing the return of the free mammography services to people in the Austin, Berwyn, Cicero area, surrounding communities of Loretto Hospital. And Mary, just one more time, where people can find out more information, if they qualify for these services, and how they can take advantage of these services.
Absolutely. So obviously you can go on the website, lorettohospital.org. In addition, we have a couple phone numbers. Our primary mammography phone number is 773-854-5837. That's 773-854-5837. You can call, you can ask questions, you can find out if you qualify. We have not turned away a patient, so we do the best we can to make sure that we are here to offer these services that are absolutely needed for our community.
Mary, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Always great to chat with you and the folks great folks down there at Loretto Hospital. I'm sure we're going to be talking soon. Thanks again.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. All right, that is perfect. Is there anything that we needed to add, or we kind of get to everything?
Let's see. I don't think so. I wanted to mention about the annual mammogram and follow-up, and our just a same-day, next-day availability to be able to get patients in, and that's really for most exams.
Great stuff there, Mary. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. That is Mary Rinder of Loretto Hospital on Score Values. Once again, they are offering free mammogram testing for breast cancer for uninsured patients. You can visit their website for more information. Last week, I chatted with Jamila Trimuel of Ladies of Virtue, and I want to get you another chance to hear about their upcoming Love Day, something they put on every year for young women around the Chicagoland area to be able to enjoy Valentine's Day. We now welcome Jamila Trimuel, the founder of Ladies of Virtue, to Score Values. Jamila, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so I was telling you off air, and I'm going to tell the audience now, I was sitting on the board last week running a show, our afternoon show, Bernstein and Harris, and I look up to my left and WGN's on, and I see you talking about Love Day. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to get her back on. Of course, we will get into Love Day, but why don't you remind the audience about your organization, Ladies of Virtue?
Yeah, absolutely. Ladies of Virtue is a mentoring and leadership program for girls ages 9 to 18, and we continue to mentor and support them even up to the age of 24. We're all about empowering our girls to become confident and purpose-driven leaders. So we do that in three ways: character development, career readiness, and civic engagement. And I would say that one unique aspect about Ladies of Virtue is that we do incorporate mental health workshops in everything that we do. So our girls are learning about how to cope when life gets hard, or how to have those difficult conversations with parents.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that you have talked about in the past is the importance of telling the stories of the girls in your program. How much pride is that does it give you for you all to be able to do that? And how important is that? Why is that so important?
You know, it's important for us to just see the transformational impact that mentoring can provide to our girls. As I even think about Antoinette, she spoke recently at our fundraiser, and she talked about how when she joined Ladies of Virtue, she was actually homeless. You know, she was with her mom, but did not have a home to call her own. And it was through the support of Ladies of Virtue and the mentorship that she received through her mentor, Faith, that she was able to rise above her circumstances. And so this summer, she just completed an internship in New York City with L'Oreal. She's entering her senior year at UIC, University of Illinois in Chicago. And she's just doing incredibly well. And she credits Ladies of Virtue for providing that support that she needed during a tough time.
Yeah. And for girls like Antoinette and some of the others in your program that go on to do these great things, how much of is there like... being in your program and then becoming a mentor later to help the next generation.
Yes. So we're seeing quite a few of our girls now coming back. We just had one of our college alumni. She is at Spelman, and she just came back this month to talk to our high school juniors and seniors about attending Spelman. So we have many of our alumni who come back as either program facilitators, mentors, guest speakers. So our goal is to really have them be a part, continue to be a part of the family and pour into their love sisters just like we poured into them.
Jamila Tremuel, the founder of Ladies of Virtue, joining me this morning on Score Values. Now, let's get into it. Love Day. It is coming up here in February, is right around the corner.
It is.
Why don't you tell everybody what Love Day is? And I know you are the founder of it. Why did you start it? And just tell everybody a little bit about it.
Yeah, so during the pandemic, it was becoming very obvious that so many of our girls were suffering, not only from depression, but also through suicidal ideation, through social anxiety. You know, at that time, a lot of times people don't realize that even before the pandemic, Chicago Public Schools went on strike. So they had been home for quite some time, and that and the pandemic just further made everything worse. And so I was noticing that our girls, most of them are Black girls, were really struggling during that time. And so I wanted to put something together so that we can show our Black girls that they that we see them, that we hear, and we love them. And so what we decided to do was, in celebration of Black History Month and Valentine's Day, we created our own holiday called Love Day. And Love Day is really a celebration of self-love and really just spreading love to girls across the city. And so what we're doing is we are reaching out to 700 girls, Black girls in particular, during Black History Month with Love Day boxes. And in the boxes are things that girls love, like vision board kits. There are manicure sets, a lot of health and wellness related items, affirmations, care packages, things of that sort, so that they could truly just feel loved throughout this time. But one cool aspect of this entire experience is that there will be, we're joining hands, we're selecting, I should say, 10 community-based organizations for the first time this year to come on February 8th. They will get love boxes for their community-based organizations. And so that will be, it could be religious organizations, schools, community-based organizations, all joining hands, joining forces, I should say, in order to really serve girls across the city. So it's going to be a phenomenal event. And this is the kickoff of the month, because there are also confidence building and self-love workshops and conferences taking place for the entire month as well.
Well, I'm sure with that big of an undertaking and that much supplies needed, that amount of supplies needed, I'm sure that donations are being accepted for not only monetary, but the goods as well, correct?
Absolutely, yes. We definitely would love your support, our listeners' supports for monetary donations, products, and so forth. You can go to the website at lovchicago.org, and you will see the way to donate.
Now, I know you sort of discussed this a little bit, but this Love Day is and you mentioned Black History Month and the month of February. This is going to be a month-long celebration, is it not?
Yes, it is. So the kickoff of Love Day is on February 8th. From 2 to 4, where girls across the city can come pick up their Love Day boxes. But throughout the month of February, we will be going to schools and community-based organizations to host conferences as well as confidence building workshops. So another big event that we have coming up is on February 28th that you can see on our website as well, which is called Black Girl Rest, because we believe that rest is revolutionary, right? It's so many times where, especially girls and women, We're going, and we're not taking time for ourselves. So we have a huge conference that attracts about 200 girls across the city, where it's all about them. They put together floral bouquets. They learn about reproductive health. They learn about healthy eating. There's dancing and all of that. So it's just a really fun time for our girls. But those type of events are taking place throughout the month, because we truly want girls to know that they are seen, loved, and heard.
We discuss ways that people can donate and help out. Are there volunteers needed for any of these events?
Yes. If our listeners can go on to lovchicago.org and click on the contact us sites on the webpage, we will get in contact so that they can then volunteer either for Love Day or throughout the rest of the month.
Well, I want to ask you about some of the other programs that you offer. What are some of them? I know that there's a lot out there. And can you tell me a little bit more about the Love Club?
Sure. So with Ladies of Virtue, we serve, actually, a lot of people don't realize this, we serve over 2,000 young women and girls annually. So we started with 6 girls 14 years ago, and now we do serve over 2,000 young women and girls. And so we have 23 program sites. One of our largest sites is in Bronzeville, which is our Saturday Leadership Institute. But we also have sites throughout the city of Chicago, at schools, at low-income housing, at community centers. Those are called Love Clubs. Our Love Clubs offer our mentoring and leadership programming, just like in any other location as well. But typically, they're before or after school.
Yeah, and what you mentioned over 2,000 girls in the program. How does a girl become a part of the program?
Yes. Yeah, so we serve 600 in our mentoring and leadership program. And then we have over 1500 girls that we serve through our community outreach initiatives. So Love Day will be one of our major community outreach initiatives. We have conferences throughout the year and things of that sort. So girls can come on our website and especially join our newsletter so that our parents and girls can get up to date information on our upcoming programs. We do have 3 programs that are coming up that will be on our website soon. But if they go on our website and click contact us, we'll be sure to get that information over to them.
Yeah, Jamila, if there's anything I've learned from talking to you several times now, it's that Ladies of Virtue is very community outreach event driven, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We want to go where our girls are, right? We want to meet them where they are. So if they're at the Bud Billington Parade, we're going to be at the Bud Billington Parade. If they're in the restaurants, we're hitting up the small businesses in the community. We're going to the back to school events. We believe in meeting girls where they are so that they know full well of the mentoring and leadership opportunities that we could provide to them.
Jamila Trimuel, the founder of Ladies of Virtue. One more time, the website and where people can find out more information about Love Day, how to volunteer, and how to donate.
Absolutely. Please go to lovchicago.org. lovchicago.org.
Jamila Trimuel, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Every year we come here, so it's been great.
Absolutely, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you soon.
Thanks again to Jamila Trimuel for joining me, and you can visit the website for Ladies of Virtue to find out more information. Coming up today, Special Gifts Theater continues their season with an edition of Frozen. The show will take place at Ebinger Elementary School on West Pratt Avenue in Chicago. Joining me a couple of weeks ago was Elise Larson, the executive director of Special Gifts Theater, to tell us a little bit about the organization that provides special needs kids with an opportunity to perform in the performing arts.
We offer inclusive and adaptive theater programs for kids and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So we put on full inclusive theater performances, and we'll do 12 additional performances between now and May. There's a lot of information on our website, specialgiftstheater.org, about upcoming programs as well as performances. And we welcome both individuals with disabilities to be part of our theater program, as well as neurotypical people who serve as peer mentors for our youth program or volunteers in the adult program, backstage, and in the lobby as ushers.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, can you tell us a little bit about some of the relationships between mentors and mentees in your peer mentor program?
Yeah, our peer mentor program is really phenomenal. It provides an opportunity for kids of all abilities to interact and get to know one another and appreciate differences. A lot of our peer mentors will go on to study special education and become therapists. and just really inclusive leaders in our world, which is exciting. And it's a really great opportunity for the kids with disabilities to develop their social skills and to really just be accepted and get to be known for who they are.
Now, Elise, I know on your website you talk about how evidence-based practices and research kind of shape your program. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were founded by an occupational therapist, and she really saw the benefits of theater for her kids without disabilities and thought her clients with disabilities would really benefit from theater. So that's how we were founded in 2025 years ago, and we've continued to adapt the program and follow best practices around that. So all of our programs, we use the stage as a platform and a vehicle to develop social skills, speech and language skills, self-confidence. And we do that through a really specialized multidisciplinary team of staff. So we'll have special education teachers on our staff, as well as therapists, and then theater professionals who will work together to really individualize and adapt the program to meet each individual student actor's strengths, abilities, and support that they need to be successful on stage.
Elise, what type of outcomes do you experience with a lot of the people and kids in your program?
Yeah, we see a lot of increased social skills, a big increase in self-confidence and self-determination, advocacy for each individual actor. We also see an increase in communication skills and collaboration, speech and language, enunciation through using theater to practice those lines, right? Have them communicated to the audience and really see a lot of improvement. Also, the feedback our students get when they perform on stage for a live audience, you know, someone laughing at a line, a joke in the play, right? That improves self-confidence. The thunderous applause at the end of the show really, really make our student actors feel proud of themselves and celebrated for who they are.
That's going to do it for another edition of Score Values. I want to thank my guest, Mary Render, for joining me this morning from Loretto Hospital to tell us about the addition of funding for free mammograms to those who are uninsured on the west side of Chicago. Also want to remind you, with Love Day coming up, Ladies of Virtue and Jamila Trimule are accepting donations for gift packages that will go to young women around the Chicagoland area, as well as Special Gifts Theater putting on a show at Ebinger Elementary School coming up today. And you can find out more information at specialgiftstheater.org. That's going to do it for another edition of Score Values. I want to fill you in on what is coming up next week. We are going to chat with Jamal Cole of My Block, My Hood, My City, an organization that is having an event called the Hoodie Ball coming up. Jamal will fill us in on their organization and the event coming up. You will also hear from Lindsay Wander of Educate, Radiate, Elevate, an organization that provides in-house tutoring to low-income students of color. That is all coming up next week on Score Values. As always, if there's a topic you'd like to hear about on any future edition of our show, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. If there's a nonprofit organization hosting an event, send us an email, scorevalues670@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Score Values on 670 The Score.
Wow.
What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.